here's what's at the heart of this dispute right now. The Pentagon essentially wants to be able to use Anthropic's AI model, Claude, however it sees fit. It doesn't want to be in a position where every single time it has to do an operation or do something of national security concerns, it has to check in with a company and make sure that it's following that company's specific safeguards. The problem with that is that Anthropic has two very clear red lines with its usage policies that it does not want crossed, even by the Pentagon, which are mass surveillance of Americans and autonomous weapons. The Pentagon is not having that. They're saying we should be able to use your technology the way that we want, and that is what it's setting up a Friday deadline. We know that that Claude was used during the Maduro raid. Right. So it was a very successful operation from the Pentagon. Claude was used. There were no hiccups there. And of course, the public doesn't know how this technology is being used in classified settings, but we can surmise that there was no need for mass surveillance and there was no need for autonomous weapons. Anthropic's, you know, usage policies were not violated, and yet the Pentagon was able to carry out a very successful operation. The second thing here, with regard to the all lawful purposes standard that the Pentagon is trying to have, not just Anthropic, but all of the AI labs adhere to, is that the law right now doesn't necessarily contemplate all of AI's applications. And so in the case of mass surveillance, for example, it is legal today for the government to collect data that is public. So for example, social media posts, concealed carry permits, if you attended a rally or a protest, voter registration rolls, the government can legally collect all of that data. And then you can imagine how injecting artificial intelligence can supercharge the in real time, continuous analysis of that data to specifically target and surveil people. And that is kind of what is alarming, you know, not just Anthropic, but civil liberties groups and folks on Capitol Hill as well.